This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications, brought to you in part by the New Mexico Municipal League and by Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe. When one thinks of more than billion-dollar budgets, it's usually either large governments or huge companies that come to mind, not universities. The Regents at UNM, however, on Friday approved a $2.96 billion budget. Yep, billion dollars. It's up 1.7% this year through legislature-approved pay raises and construction. Now, that includes not only the main campus in Albuquerque, but the hospital and four branch campuses. But still, nearly $3 billion is a lot. More after this from the New Mexico Municipal League.
Hi, I'm Bill Fulginetti, Executive Director of the New Mexico Municipal League. There are 106 incorporated municipalities in New Mexico, and each has its own distinct characteristics, history, and personality. But they all share one thing in common. They are the government of and by the people. The New Mexico Municipal League strives to aid each municipal government to be the best they can be, a better New Mexico through better cities.
The vote to approve the budget was not unanimous among the regents. Six said yes, but newly appointed regent Michael Brasher said no. A tuition increase of 2.5% was recently approved by the regents as well, and that's part of why they felt they could increase the budget. But it may also be part of the problem. The administration is projecting fewer students and lower tuition income, even with the increase. Regent Tom Clifford, who ended up voting yes, said, quote, "You end up with higher education that's unaffordable for the majority of our society. That's what's happening in higher ed, and it's happening here," end quote. Of that nearly $3 billion, the main campus comes in at $866 million, with health sciences drawing the majority at over $2 billion. While tuition is a major income item, the state appropriation increased by $6.6 million for the main campus next year. More after this. The issue of the athletics budget and the nearly $5 million deficit over the last umpteen years is still open, but the new budget still holds the deficit and will until 2020. The budget model for that year will drop the athletics budget nearly $2 million. The regents, in addition to that enormous budget, approved a new graduate certificate and master's and doctoral degrees in Chicana and Chicano studies, and a new joint doctoral degree with New Mexico State University in geology. The athletics department, under Director Eddie Nunez, is working to identify just how they can make the cuts, perhaps one or more supported sports and other savings. Neither those nor the criteria have been decided upon yet. Final words after this from Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe.
Hey, New Mexico. For years, Santa Fe's Gallery Ethnica has been supplying museums and fine galleries all over the globe with folk art, furniture, and collectibles from nearly 50 countries. Our new 3,000-square-foot outlet store in Santa Fe has products and art from exotic locales. Gallery Ethnica, 1301 Cerrillos Road at the corner of Baca.
We understand that universities are not inexpensive to operate, but it seems that, like Tom Clifford said, it gets to a point that it prices students out of the market. UNM is one of the most affordable public universities in the Southwest, but still expensive and getting more so. At what point do the administrators in the region say, enough? This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications. Stay connected.